What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the first official episode of Through the Screen. My name is Jacob Asensio. If you know me, nice to see you. If you don't know me, I'm Jacob, and this is my podcast, Through the Screen. I want to welcome all you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know it's been a while since I've probably spoke with you or connected with you, but truthfully, I've just been, you know, behind the scenes working right now on a few different projects, and you know, this is just one of them that get to come to light right now, and I get to, you know, see this finally come to fruition. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about, you know, everything that's going on. And yeah, so this episode is basically just going to be a little bit of a pilot episode, a little bit of me just, you know, running through what is this? What is Through the Screen? What is this all about? You know, and then I'll move on to, you know, just give a little update about myself, a little life update. I know I've kind of been away from the social scene and away from everything for a few months now. Actually, almost half a year. We're heading into June. But yeah, definitely, it's been a crazy past year or two, I guess you could say. And definitely, I'm excited. And here we go. So Through the Screen is a podcast that I've been working on for a few months now. This is a podcast that, you know, I found so much joy in creating. This has been a project that I've really found a lot of peace with, a lot of inspiration with. You know, you hear people say all the time, do what you love, or you know, like, do what you love, or what your heart tells you to do, right? And you know, I really just took a step back these past few months, and you know, I said, well, what do I love to do? What is something that brings joy to my life? What is something that, you know, keeps me entertained and something? And what I quickly understood was that I love talking to people. I love, you know, walking into a room with 40 people and coming out with 40 different names. I love walking into a room and, you know, hearing 40 different stories, you know, and for me, I love to just listen. I love to talk, and I love to just be a fly on the wall sometimes, you know. I feel like there's so much knowledge and so much learning that we can do if we just listen sometimes and, you know, create conversation. And that's something that I'm really striving to do here with this podcast. You know, it's interesting. It's different. I'm going to pull a lot of guests, you know, from connections that I've been able to make along the years, people that have, you know, blessed me with their time. Thank you guys so much. I think we have about 7 or 8 episodes done already, which is really awesome. So we're going to start rolling those out really soon. And, you know, thank you again to the guests that have been gracious with their time. I really appreciate it. I know this was a little bit delayed. It was supposed to come out in May, but, you know, there was some difficulties with the domain and whatnot. And, you know, I think the next interesting part about the podcast is that, you know, I'm going to pull something from left field. I'm going to utilize Reddit a lot. For those of you guys who know me, I'm not very big on social media at all. I deleted my Twitter. I don't even know how long ago. I don't have Snapchat, no Facebook. Instagram, it's kind of been a love and hate relationship with. You know, I always deactivate it. And by accident, my account actually got deleted. So if you guys see me shooting you a follow, or if you see, you know, my account and it's not what it used to be, it's because it got deleted. And it's cool. Everything happens for a reason, you know what I'm saying? You just, sometimes that's just the way the cookie crumbles. So yeah, for me, a site that I utilize a ton is Reddit. And you know, some people might say it's a social media, some people might say it's not. For the sake of argument, we'll just say it's a social media. So to explain Reddit, I like to just, when I explain Reddit, I say, like, you know, there's no selfies that are posted, there's no videos of yourself that are posted. It's really just a community-based structure app, community-based structure social media. So picture a house, picture a big house, right? And inside of that house, you have thousands of rooms. And all of those different rooms are different communities. So that's what Reddit is. Reddit is this big house, but within the big house, there's thousands of communities and different things that, you know, you can come across and learn about all over. And you know, very quickly I began to understand and realize that, man, there's so many good people on Reddit. There's so many communities. Like, you know, you can go to a Lakers community, you can go to a conspiracy, you can go, if you want to learn about stocks and trading in the stock market, you can go to like Wall Street Bets or Superstonk or, you know, anything. you name a something that you're trying to get interested in, and there's a community. And the special thing is within each of these communities, there's really generous and authentic people like that are willing to share information and knowledge with you. And, you know, some of these people are not really big on the other forms of social media, but they utilize Reddit and they just want to be talked to, you know, they just want to be heard. They're very knowledgeable. They're very smart people. And, you know, I found myself connecting on Reddit, and, you know, I actually created a really good friendship with someone on Reddit, and, you know, they're a really cool person. That's a good one. And anyway, you know, so that's a little bit about the podcast. You know, it's gonna, I'm gonna pull from people I know in Reddit. And for me, it's all about learning. It's all about continuing to expand my brain, expand my knowledge, because I'm guilty of it, you know, just like everyone else is. We have a tendency as humans to turn off our ears sometimes, to, you know, stop learning sometimes, even though we should never stop learning, right? And that's the thing. Once you turn off your ears, once you stop listening, once you stop entertaining new ideas, then you can become really tone deaf or really ignorant or unknowledgeable about, you know, kind of things that are going on. You not that you have to agree with everything, but, you know, it's good to hear all sides of an argument and, you know, then be able to formulate an opinion or whatnot, or you know, just learn something new every single day. That's how we grow. That's how we better ourselves. And, you know, it's been a really rewarding experience, you know, for me personally. So it's something I'm excited about. And again, thank you guys for, you know, even tuning in right now, because, you know, there's a million and one ways that you can be consuming your content nowadays. You know, there's TV, there's all of this social media and, you know, and our phones and everything. So I appreciate you taking the time. I don't want to make this too long. I'm trying to keep it around the 40-minute mark. See, I've been playing around with the times, and I've gotten the best feedback that, you know, podcasts are around anywhere from the 35 to 50 minute mark. So if, you know, if you feel free, if you'd like to bless me with your time, just, you know, I promise at the end it'll be worth it. And I'll give a little insight into my life and just kind of where my 22-year-old mind is, because, you know, I figured out the world. I know it all already, right? I'm just kidding. But, you know, the exciting thing also about Through the Screen, it's also a multimedia site. So, you know, whether you watch this via YouTube, I don't know if this one will actually be on YouTube, but the other episodes will be on YouTube. You had to have gone through the screen, the website. And the website is a platform and a multimedia site that I've created that's going to focus on a lot of different things, not just the podcast. It's going to feature other podcasts. You know, I want to continue to grow podcast network, and that's something I've been in talks with other people. And, you know, it's also going to focus on sports, on fashion, on music, on esports and sports betting. You know, it's a new project for me, and it's something that I'm really excited about. I'm excited with the people that I've, you know, been able to work with. I'm sorry that I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and, you know, those things will begin to roll out over time. There's no rush on that. I like to make sure, all my T's are crossed and my I's are dotted, you know, so before we roll anything out. But yeah, that's about the podcast, and that's about the web platform. Man, a little bit about me. Where have I been? Who am I? So, you know, if you know me, again, nice to see you. If you don't know me, my name is Jacob Asensio. I'm 22. I figured out the world. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm 22. I'm graduating from Cal Poly Pomona this year. Actually, today. Today is May 26th, and I just had a meeting with my counselor about an hour ago, and she gave all thumbs up. I'm clear for graduation, clear to apply for graduation today, actually. So by December, man, I should be up and out of there and, you know, on to a next journey in my life. And, you know, it's kind of exciting that we're doing this podcast, and, you know, along the way as I'm interviewing other guests and, you know, you guys see me and stuff, if we could actually build like a genuine following. You know, you see me go from pre-college graduation to college graduation to, you know, in the real world and doing those things, and kind of see how, you know, the podcast develops and transitions as, you know, we all get older, we all get a little wiser. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. Man, where do I even start? People have probably not really seen me around since January socially. I've always struggled for the past year or two. I began to really struggle with social media. To me, it can be a very complicated place sometimes, and that's for better and for worse. I've personally seen a lot of experiences where, you can kind of lose people, or you could see people kind of just fall into the trap of social media. And, it's an unfortunate thing. I've just personally had not too many great experiences with it. And, for those of you guys that do enjoy it and find, great value in it, more power to you. Not here to say that, you can't do that. But, it's such an open ocean, and, there's a lot of things that you can kind of fall into, comparing I don't like to use the word toxic, right? That's everyone's favorite word, but it can be a very toxic place sometimes. And, I've seen it firsthand. So for me, I'm good off of it. And people are like, well, what do you do in your life? Like, how are you not entertained? And I said, man, there's more than just, being on this phone all the time. Like, I pick up the phone, I'll call someone or text a buddy or something. And, work on a new project, the podcast, the build a web platform, whatever the case is. There's so many things that, you could do outside of just liking pictures and looking for follows and attention and validation, man. It's not for me. It's not something that I need. But, that's where I've kind of been in terms of a social sense. And, personally, these past 2 years, man, they've been really I would say inspiring. I would say they've been two really good years of inspiration, of growth, maturity, reflection, and perspective. I guess that's the best way to say it, right? Being a young person right now, coming out of what we just came out of in 2020, 2020 in itself taught me so much, how much the world's changed from a public's point of view, like everything we all went through, a really similar experience, but, it was also unique to each and every one of us, and COVID and just 2020 and all, you couldn't really see your grandparents. You couldn't really see, the older people in our lives, and life was just very different. And, for me, I got to see, I'm sure as you guys have, the damage that's kind of been done publicly and socially from the last year. And, personally, last year was very interesting, with family, with, just different things. And COVID, man, I had thought, I was doing good all year. I thought I had beat COVID. I was like, man, I didn't do it. And sure enough, I think it was December 23rd. I was out in San Diego, and the next day I was coming home, and man, just was not feeling right. And ended up testing positive. I think it was after me that week, though, truthfully. There had been like three people that I had came across that ended up having it. And then, I had went to a family gathering on the weekend. And I think that was when, everything kind of, I think that's when I got it, because I didn't test positive until that Tuesday. So I don't know. It was just COVID was out for everybody. She didn't discriminate. She was not kind. So I had to, quarantine over Christmas, and, my family and loved ones were downstairs and stuff. But see, I surprised them. For those of you guys who don't really know me, my mom, she bought me a like an elf outfit like a couple years ago. So it's kind of been like a little tradition where I'll kind of dress up, and no one knew I had it, right? So I changed while I was in the room. And then when we had our, opening gifts or whatever the case is, like I popped out in an elf outfit. I like to be a little character sometimes, but it's cool, man. Missed my birthday, which is New Year's Eve, due to COVID. So, hoping for a better time this year. But yeah, that's, about 2020. Everyone, it's unfortunate, but. And then leading up to 2021, man, this has been, wow, like it's kind of mind blowing to think about us already being in June or close to June. Just how impactful this year has been on me personally. There's been some crazy things that have happened, some crazy learning experiences, just within the last few months, you know. And it really caused me to just take a step back from everything in life and really just focus on, you know, what's important to me, what I'm really chasing, what I'm after, what I'm trying to do, and who I am, like, as a person, you know. And it's been so rewarding and so fulfilling these past few months to finally get, you know, a lot of these answers and just continue to learn, continue to grow every single day, right? I feel like I've came to this conclusion that there's three times in your life, roughly, or a few times, we'll say a few times in your life, where you're really forced to, you know, take a step back and look at the landscape around you and, you know, grow up or make some really important decisions, right? The first one, and I promise you, I'm not a dad, or, you know, respect to the moms and the dads out there, you know, it's a beautiful struggle. But, you know, the first one I feel is when you find out you're having a child, right? I don't know if everyone I've ever talked to about having a kid, they always say you're never ready. It just happens, you know? And, if you're a younger dad or a younger mom or, you know, middle-aged or whatever the case may be, and you're living a certain lifestyle, you know, your world kind of changes. You have to say, wow, you know, like, I got to step it up. I got to, you know, take this next leap as a person, because I'm not just responsible for me or my partner anymore. It's, you know, my daughter or my son, you know, or whatever the case is. And, you know, that's something that I think really forces a lot of people to grow up really, really fast. And, you know, that's the first one, right? And maybe I could reflect on that in a few years, not anytime soon, man. Respectfully. And I know Gabriel, if he's watching this, he just laughed at that. But, you know, and then the second one I feel like is kind of like in your 20s, in your middle age, maybe somewhere around there. You know, it's your relationships with family, relationships with a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Maybe you didn't get the job you wanted. Maybe, you know, school didn't work out for you. Maybe, you know, the field that you were thinking of joining didn't work and you're just kind of stuck. You're kind of like, man, like, I need to figure this out, though. You know, maybe you weren't qualified enough, whatever the case may be. You know, you really take a step back and you have to say, wow, well, why didn't this relationship with the family member work out? Why didn't this relationship with the significant other work out? Why didn't I get this job? Why was I not qualified enough? Or why did I get laid off? You know, and you really have to take these things into perspective and try to understand it the best you can. What I've been able to understand is that you can't understand everything, right? It's the world, it's life. And, you know, you just can't have answers to everything, but you can try to interpret and get as close as you can to 100% of the answer as you can. And, you know, that's something that really makes you to grow. It's something that really helps you understand why, okay, this happened and this happened because X, Y, and Z. So now I know moving forward for this opportunity, for this relationship, whatever the case is, I have to do X, Y, and Z this way, da, 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 and the outcome will be significantly better, right? And whatever the case may be. And that's a real moment in your life where you take a step back, you recalibrate, you understand as best you can, and then you just attack it, right? And the third one I feel is really just, you know, unfortunately, when people pass away on this earth, you know, time is infinite, people are not, right? And, you know, whether you're younger like me, middle-aged, really young, older, when you lose someone you love, man, it's a tough experience. And, you know, it really makes you take a step back and say, wow, how am I living my life? You know, maybe I should eat healthier. Maybe, you know, I need to go get this checked out, or, you know, whatever the case is. You know, that's something that puts a real kick into people. And, you know, that's how I've seen the world from those three things these past couple months, and what I've really learned and broken down. And, you know, understanding that these moments in life are going to happen, that these moments in life are going to teach you a lesson every single time. And, you know, I love it. I genuinely love it, because what I've come to see is that adversity will show you who you really are. Adversity will show you the character of true people. Adversity will show you the true character of people, you know. And some people fold, man. Some people fold. Some people, you know, don't know how to handle adversity. Some people, you know, handle it really well. And some people just kind of make a fool of themselves, right? And but it's fun. I think it's fun, and I think it's an interesting part of life because, you know, you get to see who people really are, you know, what they do when, you know, tough times are around and how they kind of respond. And, you know, I'm someone that likes to believe that, you know, when I see adversity, I go straight at it, you know, straight at it. And I really love to attack it. I feel like there's so much that you can learn about yourself when you're in a tough situation, you know. The good thing is like, I've always been the same person, right? Like I'm Jacob. Like I have my values, I have my core, my beliefs and whatnot, and who I am as a person. Am I perfect? No, absolutely not. Nobody's perfect. But you want to try to fix the things that put you in that adverse position in the first place, right? So if I lacked in, you know, this department, A, B, and C, but everything else was pretty smooth chilling. You know, it's going to be my absolute focus to go and attack A, B, and C to, so I could say, man, like, you know, I got an A in this category. I got a B in this category. I got, you know, I'm well-rounded. I've handled all of the things that I needed to handle. I've understood them to the best I can. And, you know, I love adversity. I love being comfortable when you're uncomfortable. That's the best part. And you learn so much about yourself. And, you know, this, you know, even just doing this podcast, it's been, you know, rewarding just, you know, speaking to so many people and continuing to learn and really just my mind has grown so much maturity and so much just within the past 2-3 months. It's been a really, really rewarding experience, and I can't stress that enough, you know. And it is interesting to you know, look around the landscape and see, you know, you know, just like I said earlier, the true character of people, it pokes out. And you know, some people are not who you thought they were. Some people are even stronger than you thought they were. And that's the beauty of it all, right? And that's the thing, man. Life is a book for everybody. And you know, everyone has their own stories, has their own chapters. And it's interesting to see how everybody's writing them, you know. But yeah, that's a little bit about that. And, you know, I promise we're getting to the end here. And there's two last things that I kind of want to share, because I'm kind of on my motivation right now. I'm kind of, you know, on this just work mode, you know. And it's funny, I was talking to my friend the other day, and he knows who this is. He's a really, you know, motivated individual. He's really, you know, focused on where he's trying to be right now. And, you know, he told me, he said, Jake, I'm a little worried because these summer months are coming up, you know. He's like, all these temptations, whether it's girls, whether it's parties, going out, etc. He said, and you know, I don't want to fall into this trap of these temptations. And I said, man, there's no such thing as temptation if you're a strong-minded individual. You know, like if you know where you're going, if you know what you want to accomplish, there should be no thought of that. You know, you can't be worried about, you know, what's going on around you, what your friends are doing, what this person is doing. Like, you just, at the end of the day, if you are who you say you are and you want these goals and you want these things in your life, well, no one else is going to go and get it for you, ultimately, right? The only one who's going to go and get it is you. You have to go and get it. So I told him, I said, look, man, if you put your head down in the dirt and you just work for the next 3 months, right? We're in May, June, July, August, and you pop your head back up in September. You will have worked so hard during those 3 months that you're already 3 months ahead of everybody, right? All those kids that were partying, all those girls that wanted to hang out with you, whatever the case is, like, you know, you already worked like 3 months while all of these kids were partying, while all these kids were, you know, going to bars or doing their thing. You know, you stayed so focused on your goal, so focused on where you wanted to be and what you wanted to accomplish. You're going to poke your head back up in September and you're going to look around and you're not going to see too many people around you. Because by September, all those people that, you know, you were thinking that were temptation and they're doing all these shits and giggles, they're barely going to be like, oh, like we got to start doing what, you know, what you were doing over those 3 months. But by the time another 3 months passes, by the time you get to Christmas, you're already 6 months ahead of everybody. And they're still just trying to play catch up. And then if you keep that same focus, that same determination, by the time you poke your head up in a year, you've already lapped them. You came all the way back around and you lapped them and you worked so hard. And that's where the gap starts to widen itself, right? The ones that, you know, you hear it all the time, like, man, I wish I would have worked harder in my younger years. I wish I would have worked harder when, you know, I was in my 20s instead of parties, instead of chasing girls or guys. Like, I wish someone would have told me, well, just listen. These people are telling you from experience. You have to be willing to sacrifice something when you're this age. I personally would. I know the opportunity that's in front of me. And truthfully, I need people that are on the train with me or they're not on the train with me. You know, it's either, you know, we're pushing up this shopping cart together, my core people, or, you know, I'm sorry, but you got to go. You got to go. We can be friends or acquaintances from a distance, but, you know, I'm so focused and I'm willing to sacrifice so much to get to where I need to be by a certain age, to get to an opportunity that I have in front of me, that I don't have time to be wasting on things that, you know, just I'm not gonna know or care about in 5 months. I understand you have to have a good time. I understand you have to have time to relax and wind down, but, you know, the focus has to be so great in order to reach goals that are great, right? And you need people around you that are that same way. So either you're with the boat or you're off the boat, you know, and that's what I had kind of told them. And, you know, it's something that I've been really living by. You know, just keep going. You got to keep chasing. And yeah, sorry. I mean, this is really just kind of motivational now. But something you guys might hear me say or speak on a lot is my analogies. I have a whole bunch of analogies, but I promise you they all make sense. I promise you they all connect somehow. And, you know, people laugh, my family, loved ones, whoever, they're like, where did you even come up with this from? Like, how did you put that together with this? And I'm like, you know what? It just happens. I think about it. I really am a thinker. And, you know, I have one about a tortoise and a hare. I have one about a flat tire and a a tire. Maybe I'll tell those one day. But this one, I feel like, is really applicable to what is going on, at least in my life right now. And I feel like you can apply it to your life, at least for this year. And it's about GameStop, like stocks, right? And I promise you it's not going to get too complicated. I promise you I'm not going to confuse you. Just follow along. And I promise you at the end, you should be able to put two and two together. Okay, so earlier this year, you know, I was, you know, really set on setting up myself for my financial future, you know, so it's getting involved in the stock market and whatnot. And there was this phenomenon going on around that time with GameStop. Yes, the video game company, right? And basically the gist of it is that people had thought GameStop was going bankrupt. People thought GameStop was, you know, a dying company, a brick and mortar company, something similar to Blockbuster, outdated, you know, it was it. And so in the stock world, there's people that are long on a stock. That's people who invest long-term on a stock, right? And then there's people who like to short stocks, right? And I'm probably missing some things, but I'm just trying to keep it simple. And the people who short the stocks, they bet against the company, okay? They say that I'm gonna put my money that GameStop fails and goes bankrupt. So when GameStop fails and goes bankrupt, that's when they make all their money, okay? And then the other side is like, no, they believe in GameStop and the values, right? And to translate that to us as people, you know, you have people that are invested in you short-term. You have people that are invested in you long-term. People that really believe in who you are as a person, the values and the fundamentals you have, and they're willing to ride it out. And then you have other people who are betting against you, right? I'm sure everyone, you can know, you know, people that have given up on you, people that have bet against you, people that, you know, want to see you fail, okay? So this happens all in January, and basically GameStop just goes bananas, and it totally messes up the haters. It messes up the people that were betting against it, okay? And we'll get there, I promise. So this goes back dating to 2020. So these people that bet against GameStop, they took a look at GameStop and they said, there's no way that this company is going to make it. COVID had messed it up. You know, the way GameStop works is you go in, you buy your game, you get a used game, everything is in person. And, you know, GameStop had so many locations that were closed all of last year. They were bleeding money, tons of locations that weren't profitable. You know, their business model, future business outlook just wasn't looking good. Looked like it was done. So, you know, these people that bet against, they started to take really big positions against GameStop, saying that it was going to fail. And on the other side, the people who are value and fundamental investors, they started to take a look, right? And they said, well, I don't know if GameStop's really as bad as they say it is, right? Maybe it just needs a kick in the ass. Maybe it needs a new leader. Maybe it needs a new challenge. Maybe it needs something to get in its face and say, no, you're not going to fail. We're going to turn this around. And we're going to do it, and we're going to show everybody that they're wrong. And so sure enough, this new investor comes in named Ryan Cohen, right? He was the original CEO and founder of Chewy, which is the online version of PetSmart, right? And, you know, Chewy is a totally e-commerce based business. It's dominating the market. You know, you see it all the time, right? And so he comes into GameStop. And people get so excited because, you know, they saw what he did with Chewy, how he transformed, you know, the pet industry and took it all online. And so they said, wow, if he did that with pet food, can you imagine what he's going to do with video games, which is a billion dollar industry, right? And so he comes on and, you know, this excites those long-term value fundamental investors. And they say, wow, you know, what is this guy Ryan Cohen up to? What is he going to do? And slowly but surely, you know, these things start to take place, and Ryan Cohen lists out, you know, this is the transformation for GameStop. This is the vision for the future, right? And sometimes as people, we need that, right? You have so many people going against you, people that have jumped ship on you, people that don't believe in you. And then, you know, sometimes an experience, sometimes, you know, something happens to you where, you know, you're like, oh, I'm facing failure right now. I'm facing bankruptcy. I'm facing, you know, losing out on a situation, experience, whatever the case may be. This is my slap in the face. Who is Jacob? Who are you, the viewer, as a person? You know, this situation is telling me that I'm a failure. This situation is telling me that, you know, they think I'm going to fail. Like, right? And you got to look at yourself and say, well, who am I? Because I'm not no failure. I'm not no chump. Right? And, you know, that's the thing, right? So this experience starts to happen, and these transformations start to happen. And don't kid yourself. Transformation isn't something that happens overnight. It's not something that happens in a week. It's not something that happens in 2 weeks, right? It takes a few months sometimes. It could take some people up to a year, right? And so these long-term value fundamental investors, they saw what Ryan Cohen was doing. They saw this vision for the future, and they said, I'm on. Sign me up. Okay, at the time, I believe GameStop was like $2. It was trading at like $2 or $3, maybe $4. And people just were like, what are you doing? Like, these guys were buying in and they're supporting GameStop. And they said, look, we believe in this company and this experience so much that we're willing to bet on it long term, that it's going to turn it around and it's going to be profitable. And we don't care about the highs. We don't care about the lows. We don't care about the middle days. We're just here for the ride. We believe in it. We support it, right? And, you know, the people betting against it, or the naysayers, they're like, how could you do this? Like, you know, GameStop is this, and that. And, you know, just speaking down. You know, these long-term guys are like, look, like, you guys don't have to invest in it. You guys don't have to support it. This is just something we're doing. We value it. We support it. We believe in it, but look, it's still cheap. You know, maybe you don't believe in it now. Maybe you'll come back around and you'll believe in it at a later time, right? And that's comparable to humans, right? Like, you have your people that are supporting you, people that are backing you, people that are rocking with you. And then, you know, a situation or something happens, and then you have people going against you, people saying no, like, they're trying to pull other people from the other side and trying to convince them that, you know, this isn't a smart thing. Just, you know, it's there's always two sides, right? And so, you know, GameStop's, things will start happening, right? Sometimes things aren't always visible. You can't really see what happens. And especially with stocks, people that know, you know, there's a lot of red days, there's a lot of just average days. And, you know, there's few and far in between where, you know, the stock is really riding. And, you know, over time, you start seeing these things, these little articles starting to come out about GameStop, GameStop's transformation for the future. And it starts detailing like what Ryan Cohen and his new team and new executives are starting to do, right? And one day you wake up and you check your app and, oh, well, GameStop's now at $7, right? And, you know, those same naysayers are like, eh, it's just a facade. It's not going to last. Like, you know, we already know what GameStop is. Like, it jumped up. Sure, it was at $2. It's at $7 now. It jumped up $5. Big deal. Big whoop. Just watch it go back down. We know this stock. It will go back down. And the naysay and the value and the supporters of GameStop, they say, no, there's a reason why there's an uptick in GameStop. There's a reason. You know, they're showing change, and people are starting to notice that there's real value in this, that there's real momentum. And, you know, they say, look, like, get on board. It's only $7. That's very, you know, a good price to buy in. And they said, this is going to be a bargain compared to what we believe GameStop will eventually get to one day. These naysayers are like, no, okay, fair enough. Another couple weeks, a month passed by, and you log on to the app, and GameStop is now at $15. Well, what's that about? Well, the supporters are like, look, like, we're trying to tell you again, GameStop is making transformation. GameStop is growing. GameStop is beginning to take that next step, and it's visible. People are now seeing it. People are trying to get on board because they want to support it. They need a piece of this GameStop, right? And these naysayers are like, that's interesting, but I'm good. I'm going to keep investing in these risky stocks and these risky experiences and these short-term things, right? And that's the same with people, right? Like, people will, you know, try to double down on their decisions about you. People that are negative about you, they'll say when they first see it gets to $7, they're like, I know Jacob, or I know you as the viewer, and you know, it's not going to last. It's just a facade. It's who they are, right? It'll go back down. And then they see it get to $15, and then, you know, they see people starting to jump on board. They see people, you know, friends, they see their family or whoever it is. Like, they see people, you know, like, whoa, why is, you know, this person at, like, you know, what's really going on? There's some change. There's some transformation. There's something going on. And, you know, those naysayers try to double down on their, nah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And, you know, they try to put on a front or whatever the case is. And, you know, they do their thing. And, okay. So the supporters are like, okay, well, look, we told you at seven, we told you at $2, we told you at $7, we told you at 15. Don't say we didn't tell you. Okay. So you go back to sleep. Da, 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 da. Wake up one day and GameStop's at $50 now. And these supporters are like, what else do you want from us, man? Like, we told you about GameStop. We believed in it from the jump, from $2. It's at $50 right now. Get in before it's too late. This is still a bargain. You could still make money. And these same people, now there's a divide, right? There's some people that are like, oh shit. You know, GameStop, it did go from $2. It went to $7. It went to $15. It went to $50 now. I don't want to miss out on this anymore. I learned my lesson. I missed out on too many experiences. It was not what I thought it was going to be, betting against it. But now I'm getting back in, or I'm going to finally start supporting, and I'm getting on GameStop, right? And I'd rather buy in at $50 than whatever I know this thing is going to go to. And, you know, there's still, and then on the other side, there's still a little bit of naysayers, right? They're like, nah. These people are just too prideful, too much ego, to ever admit that they're wrong, and whatever, man, you just let them be, right? So you go to sleep again, and it's January 28th. I think that was the day. You wake up, you open TD Ameritrade, your brokerage app, and GameStop is at $483. Let that sit in. $483 GameStop hit. That was the high in January. And you ask yourself, who won? Who truly won, right? And the answer to that question is that there's two winners. The first winner is the one, or are the supporters that bought in at $2, the one that bought in from, you know, over 6-7 months ago and said, look, I believe in GameStop so much. I believe in Ryan Cohen. I believe in the experience and the transformation that this company is going to go through. And they held on through all those bad days, the down days, the red days, the average days, the days where things didn't always look so good. And they held on from $2 to $483, and they got to cash out and made thousands, if not some people made millions, literally And then the second winner are those people who got in at that $50 mark, are the people that jumped in at the $15 and the $7 mark, the people that didn't have too much pride or too much ego, the people that, you know, were able to admit that they messed up. And they said, look, like, I mean, even if you bought in at $50, you still made so much damn money at $483. You made ridiculous money still, depending on how many shares you bought, right? But these people were willing to admit that they were wrong. These people were willing to look, you know, at the people that they were originally naysayers with and say, man, like, how can you not see this change? Like, you don't even deserve to be a part of this. You know what I'm saying? Like we're jumping from the naysayers and we're going to the supporters, man, because this is too good to pass up. And that's the same thing with people, man. There's people, I guarantee you, take out your two hands. For some of you guys, maybe it's only one hand. You can count on your hand. Go ahead and count right now. How many people genuinely support you and invest in you as a person, who you're going to be, and what you're capable of? To a full level. Maybe they're not the best. Maybe they don't say things the right way. Maybe they don't handle it the best. But who are these people that really, you know, are long-term on you, really care about you fundamentally and because of your values, right? And then, you know, take out your other hand and think about, you know, the naysayers, right? And naysayers could be people that hang out with you, people that, you know, aren't pushing you, aren't motivating you, aren't challenging you to be that next step, to take that transformation. You know, and but it's easy to want those people around because it makes you feel comfortable, it makes you feel okay. You know, but at the end of the day, these people don't want to see you ever do better than them. These people are going to encourage you to continue doing to continue doing things that, you know, really aren't productive or help you in the long run. Or there's people that really just hate on you and, you know, from afar, and you don't even know who they are. But that's less power to them, right? But the people that really won in your life are the people that invested in you at $2, and they get to see you all the way at $483. And the thing is, when GameStop hit $483, yes, those people that invested at $2, they sold and they made a profit. But inevitably, GameStop went back down, right? Not all the way back down. It's been resting in like the 100 to 180 range, right? And these same people doubled down. They said, oh, that wasn't even like the real thing. That was just like the pretense. And they doubled down. They doubled down and they said, we care about this company and this stock so much that not only did we make our profits already, but we're going to get back in. And that's the same thing with people, right? That's the same thing. Like, you know, people, they're going to see you at your highest moments, and then they'll see you hit, you know, a little down one, but they're still going to ride with you. They're still going to go with you, your family, your friends, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whoever, your wife, your husband. Those are the ones that, you know, are really going to go through all these rides and through these journeys with you. And even those people who bought in at 50, you say, come on, come on. You're on this journey with me too. You were able to admit that you were wrong. You were able to admit that you made a mistake. You were able to admit that you didn't believe in me, but you came back. You came back around and you invested. Even if it was at $50, sure, you could have made a lot more money from 7 to 50, but you came back and you admitted your fault, right? You weren't too prideful, weren't too ego. And, you know, those are the kind of investors you want as a person. You want those long-term people with you from $2, and you want those people at $50 who understand, you know, your value, understand, you know, the kind of transformation you've gone through, to understand that, you know, that this is a good play, that you're a good play, that you're a solid investment, right? And, you know, and the people you don't want as your investors are those people that refuse to buy in. The people that were too stubborn, too prideful, and had too much ego to ever take a good look at the situation and understand it for what it was. And those are the people you don't want. Because clearly those people do not know how to find value, or they do not know how to see fundamentals in a good company. Because, I mean, once Ryan Cohen came in, once this experience happened, once whatever it was in your life that forced you to, you know, make these moves, everyone, like, you know, people started noticing, like, man, like, this is a real deal. This is transformation, you know? And for me, and for, I know, a lot of investors, you want to believe in something you invest in, right? Like, when you go to the store or something, you buy a product that you believe helps you, right? Like, if you use acne medicine and you use a certain acne medicine because, you know, it's always helped you, then you're only going to buy that acne medicine because you believe it's your acne medicine, right? So when you invest in a company, you know, you invest in it because one, you believe in it, and two, it means something to you. It'll matter more, right? You care about it more. Whether that's investing in a pharmaceutical company because your mom has lupus, whether it's investing in, you know, GameStop because as a boy, you couldn't afford to go and get brand new games, so you had to get used games. Or you used to have to go and trade in your games so it could knock off some price on the new game, right? Like, you know, and so then when you see, oh, wait, not only do I have an experience with this company as a boy, or I have past experience with this person, or I have past experience with this company, then you're like, wait, so not only do I have the experience, but then this company is making sense with their fundamentals and their values. And then you see the transformation they're going through. And then you're like, wow, this is a great investment. Right. So those are the things, man. And, you know, for those naysayers, the ones that chase those experiences, those short-term stocks, those are going to be the same people that are going to say, well, I'll just find the next GameStop. I'll just find the next person. I'll find the next situation, next experience. And it's cool, man. Like, if you just search it up, the professionals, the experts, everyone knows GameStop was something that only came around once every 20 years. That's how unique and rare that was. The situation was so special and so unique that you don't see it. It's very rare. Once pretty much every 20 years. And so those naysayers, those people that never got in, they say, well, I'll go get the next thing. Well, you can try, but we all know it's going to be fool's gold. Everyone around you knows it's fool's gold. You know it's fool's gold. It's really only like one GameStop every 20 years. There's really only one unique experience, one, you know, and that's the thing, man. I try to tell my friends or my other young people, just take off those glasses sometimes. It's so easy with social media right in front of us to get consumed with the power of now, with the open ocean of, you know, temptations and different opportunities that are always in front of you, or what you think is a quick buck or, you know, a good time or a good experience. And, you know, you can really lose sight of good, fundamental, valuable people, experiences, lessons, jobs, and whatever the case may be, because you have these short-term goggles on. You're only seeing what's in front of you right now. And they always say, like, you know, zoom out of the chart. You're so zoomed in. You have so much tunnel vision right now on what you think is good right now, what's popping right now because social media or because, you know, da 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 da. And just zoom out of that chart and look at the big picture. Because I promise when you see the big picture, you'll see that a good fundamental long-term value investment play was in front of you the entire time. And that's all I got to say. So, man, thank you guys so much. This was the first episode that got really motivational and kind of into some, I don't know. It's just one of these Jacob's talks. But I promise this is the last Jacob talk by myself. You guys will see for a while. Got a lot of guests coming on, and I'm really excited. This is the backdrop for now. So you got your short-term goals right over here. You got your day-to-day goals, and then you got your long-term goals. And then you got some quotes, daily routine, and schedule, you know, that I really try to follow as best I can. It gets a little tough sometimes, but, you know, I've done pretty well on it. Quotes, I really love to say quotes every day. But, man, thank you guys so much for taking the time. If you've made it this far, I really, really, really appreciate it. And, you know, cannot wait for you guys to see what else is coming. So thank you so much. And I really need to come up with an outro. So it's going to be like, thank you so much for tuning in to Lowdown Radio by Jacob. But no, that's, I can't say that either. But anyway, thank you guys. I appreciate it. And I will see you next time. Peace out.